This is Steve Woodward teeing off. Ernest Hemingway opined that history happens slowly, then all at once. All at once, we see a re-examination by many who fiercely defended normalizing transgenderism. None other than The Atlantic, preferred by the elitist left commentariat, ventured into the minefield. A writer observed that characterizing gender-affirming care as safe and effective suddenly is subject to debate. The Atlantic wrote, "The tide is now going out on the affirmative approach to youth gender medicine practiced in America. Was it only yesterday that the Biden administration tried to remove age limits for transition surgery? In early February, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons recommended delaying gender-related surgeries until at least age 19. The revered American Medical Association promptly agreed. Last December, self-described liberal authors of a Health and Human Services report conceded that many organizations we trust have gotten this issue wrong. They even admit leading clinician researchers buried unfavorable research and minimized concerning findings, including suicides. Now, the haunting question. Who will be held accountable for young lives sacrificed as the overlords of surgical mutilation remain silent?" I'm Steve Woodward, teed off again.